Visiting with Emporia head football coach Caden Glensman here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, last week was a tough week, especially having to resume that Coffeyville game and then turning around, just with a little short prep to play a really good Topeka High team. That game was scoreless through the first quarter, which that had to be a positive that you were in that game before they scored, I believe, the second play of that second quarter and then just ran away with it. But also, there's some good positives from that game. And you didn't turn the ball over, that's one. But also, what kind of stands out in your mind when you evaluated the film from Friday?
Yeah, we had our opportunities for sure. Like you mentioned, we missed a couple there at the end of the first quarter and then into the second. And like you said, we hadn't turned the ball over, which was a definite plus for us. I think Mike is continuing to make great strides. And then just for us defensively, we just have to be more consistent. I think, the defensive staff is getting them lined up and putting them in a position to be successful. We just got to do a better job of executing. You know, defense is so hard. At every level of football, whether high school, college, NFL, like the game is built for scoring. And so for those guys, I think the biggest thing is just being able to add that physical element to that. And they're young and they're going to continue to grow, in that.
We haven't really talked about Micah in a lot of the conversations we've had this season, but he's getting ready to make his eighth career start coming up on Friday. And the last two games before Friday night with Topeka High, he had improved his passing yardage, from what he has accomplished. And I know he's capable of doing some good things against some really high caliber competition.
Yeah, and he's so smart and he's so coachable. It just speaks to a testament to how he was raised. He has a great family and he's definitely a three sport, athlete. He could basically be successful at whatever he wants. So that's awesome to be able to coach a kid like that. And for us, we just put so much on the quarterback's plate in general. I say, going back from last year, you mentioned that this is his eighth start. We put a lot on him as a freshman. At the 5A level, you'd never expect a freshman to start, a 5A game. It can, especially against other, top-notch 6A opponents. And that's what we're expecting him to do, this week as a sophomore. Manhattan's defense is by far the best defense we have ever played this far and probably for the rest of the year. And so that's a big one. I think for us, we're just, again, got to try to put him in a position to be successful, and then not give him too much. For us, the biggest thing this week is just being able to adjust protections, especially at the line of scrimmage, know where his help's at and be able to just command the line of scrimmage. And he's done a good job of that so far. We just need to continue to build on that.
One other guy I would like to bring up, and I brought him up on Saturday when we spoke on Sports Talk, but Brody Telfer, this summer when I was able to see you guys at ESU team camp, he was in the backfield running the ball and with you having Rylan Crowell back there, you kind of have a speedster and then kind of a bruiser back. But, I felt like for the limited touches that Brody got, he was able to do some positive things. Is you guys still trying to incorporate him for what you guys want to do offensively?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing right now is his health. Obviously playing both ways as a junior, played all year last year at inside linebacker. And then, he's such an integral part of us, our defense. We take a big step back without him on the field defensively, not just his play necessarily, but, just the mental aspect, getting guys lined up, getting the call right, making the correct adjustments, especially this week against Manhattan with the different shifts and motions that they use. Being able to have him on the field defensively is a huge deal. And so for us, we feel like, having him offensively is a bonus. But like I said, he was pretty beat up there at the end of the game. Topeka wasn't able to finish. I think a couple weeks back, wasn't able to finish, our first home game, due to some cramping and some things like that. So, our biggest thing is he's got to be able to play every snap defensively. And then for us, we just try to pick our spots, in our package. Like you said, he's a bruising back and, he can, He can get vertical very quickly. You know, we talked about this on Saturday where, you know, he does a great job of being able to get vertical. He reads it just like a linebacker would. He just has the ball. And sometimes that's to his detriment, and sometimes he's not as patient as he should be, and we're working on that. But yeah, we try to get him, as many touches as we can. But again, the priority is keeping him fresh on defense.
Visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, after being at home three consecutive weeks, it's time for three consecutive on the road. And it's not an easy chore coming up with Manhattan. Manhattan is undefeated, you know, and they really took care of business on Friday night at Junction City and spoiled their homecoming. Carter Aslan is back at quarterback. They have guys across the board, and you mentioned it. This could be the arguably the best defense you've seen all year.
Yeah, no, we're gonna face a little bit of a juggernaut here. And Coach Schartz has done such a great job, you know, building up that program. And you know, just think about the city of Manhattan, you know, with K-State being there and lots of alumni, I'm sure, live in that town, and they take football very seriously there. So, you know, and obviously that bleeds over into their high school program. And like I said, they've done a great job. And just reviewing the film, they've got zero weaknesses on the roster. And so, you know, for us, it's just about coming out and our version of being successful is doing the things that we need to do. Each play, alignment assignment, like you said, being able to limit penalties, being able to, you know, limit turnovers, be able to force turnovers when those opportunities are given to us, things like that. Being able to tackle well in space, we still need to, you know, we've gotten a ton better from last year, but again, we need to continue to grow in that aspect. So a lot of things that we can look inward and just plan for future success, and that starts with a great week of practice.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here this week with Manhattan. Talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
That's Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, Next Tech Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.